This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Let me tell you, today, if you listen to this episode, when it drops, is July 27th. We are approaching August, which means school is right around the corner. So, with school being around the corner, and I do know that a good portion of my listeners, because I was just in college months ago, a good portion of my listeners are still in college. And I even know a few in high school. I'm going to give my top five tips for the school year for you students. But guess what? There's a twist.
What is it, Ethan?
People who are not in school can still benefit from these tips. Don't understand what I mean? Well, let's get straight into the episode and I'll explain it all. All right, so I have five tips that I'm going to share coming up to the school year. And all of these tips can be applied to every different area of life, but they're more directly in this podcast towards those who are students. So number one, my five tips for people going into a school year. However long it takes for you to get to school or your class, whether you're in high school and you're still traveling to school, whether you're a commuter in college, or even if you're living on a college campus and you have to walk to class, however long it takes you, and you calculate, all right, it's going to, because each person's different. So this is why this is a little bit flexible here. But each person's like, all right, I got to wake up at this time in order to do this, to do that before I go to class. Or if you're that person, just wake up, walk to class. I mean, it's just literally you wake up, put your shoes on, put a hat on, whatever, go to class. Whatever that is for you, whatever time you wake up, add 10 minutes. So wake up 10 minutes earlier than whatever time you want. So when you find that time of like, this is when I need to be to class, and so this is when I'm waking up to that, add 10 minutes. You never know what you're going to have happen. You never know. I've had times where I have a strict hour 15 schedule. When I lived on campus, you know, I got to walk and it wasn't that far of a walk. So I'd give myself about an hour and 15 minutes. I'd wake up, I'd read the good book, I'd eat some cereal, and I would take a shower. On all of that, including walking to class, it would take me about an hour 15 minutes. Well, I used to just do an hour. There's a reason I'm saying add 10 minutes. I added 15 because I like taking my time a little bit. So you can do that as well. But when I would do it just for an hour, I'd wake up an hour before I have to be somewhere. I started struggling because like the hour wasn't bad. I was able to read the word, eat some cereal and take a shower and get to class in an hour, except when there would be different events happen. Maybe I dropped stuff. Maybe I had a hard, maybe I spilt my cereal. That was a regular occurrence. Or maybe, you know, if you be doing that study time in the morning, the good book, maybe you know, oh man, dang, these chapters are a lot longer than the day before chapters. It took me a lot longer to do that. All things like that. You never know what personal thing could take place. You could be having a drive and you got a flat, you know? You could be having to do this and that comes up. Every single thing can slow you down. So if you give yourself, based on your normal time, that 10 to 15 minute cushion, it should always be able to help you out and not make you be late for class. Think about the same thing for work. When you got to go to work, whatever time you say, all right, I'm able to wake up at this time, do what I want to do in the mornings and get to work if I wake up at this time. Well, add an extra 15, add an extra 10. Help yourself out. You're welcome. Our second tip. This one is kind of an all around one. I'll clarify there's one that's really just made for these school people. This one's kind of an all around one. And that's do not be afraid to ask for help. Ask for help. Come on. Nobody can expect you to know everything. Our insecurities kick in. Everybody starts getting worried. They're all, oh man, if I ask for help, I'm going to look dumb. No, but you might become dumb if you don't ask for help. Because if you don't ask for help, you ain't going to learn. And hey, this is coming from someone who was not the best at asking for help because he thought it would make him look dumb. So I'm telling you what I wish I have done in my years of schooling. Ask for help. Reach out to those around you. Start at it with the lower level if you have to. Ask a classmate for help before you have to ask the teacher or professor if that bothers you. So ask your classmate who seems like they got it all together and just be like, hey, you know, like, what were we supposed to do here? Or, hey, this is my answer. Can you check it? Just things like that. And if you're not getting good results, then you need to go to the teacher. For me, I would always go and catch the teacher right after class. And then if the teacher was caught by another talkative, insecure question asker like I was, then I'd come first day or first thing the next class period. So this specific class I'm talking about, we only met 2 days a week. So on one day, if I couldn't make it, the next day I was there first, asked the question. Or, of course, email. Come on, we can ask for help in such easier ways now with email. Just send them your teacher an email and say, I'm having a hard time understanding this. Can you clarify? And they will always answer 98% of the time. But I guarantee you, if every person that struggled with something just learned to be able to ask for some help, a lot of things would be easier in schools. And who knows? We might have a lot more confident graduates. The third tip, this one is specifically, well, this one can go for working as well. This one can go for work as well. Now, there are some people who are going to be listening to this podcast. This tip will not apply to you, and that's okay. But for me, it applied. Use your skip days wisely. And if you're working, use your sick days wisely. Get it? Get it? Skip days, sick days, baby. Make sure to use them wisely. I've had to use one here recently. If you don't use them wisely, you get in a bad bind. So I attended Williams, and Williams had this rule where I think it was like 3, 4, 5 unexcused absences are allowed. I think also it was a teacher preference. Before you were told like, hey, if you miss another day, I'm probably going to drop you from the class. And I've only had that happen one time. And I used all my skips before midterms. So don't be like me. Instead, use them at really, really smart times. What is a smart time though? When is it wise to use a skip day? Well, say you've been studying material for a unit test, right? And you feel so confident about that test. Like, you know, Like, you know, sometimes we all know. You know when you know it. Like, sometimes you know when you don't know it. And so it's like, I got to go to that review day, or I got to do that. But if you don't have to, boob, skip day. Or, say you got a class where you're just in that dead period, you know, where it's like you're learning, but you don't know when the next test is, and you know it's going to be a little ways out, and you kind of get the idea. Or maybe I had a couple classes where you could like read the textbook and hear exactly word for word what the professor was saying, because they were practically just reading word for word from the textbook. So if you have one of those classes, mainly I just don't pay attention in those classes if I had the discipline to read outside of class, which I didn't, so I had to pay attention. However, if you are one of those who can pay attention and read in those classes, then if you're already not paying much attention during class, use your skip days on good days. Like, I remember one time we had a holiday on a Monday. I used that skip on a Friday. I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of no school. Glorious, isn't it? Same for a sick day with work. I'm working all week this week, Monday through Friday. I'm taking a trip on a Friday. Thursday, I had a headache, but I also had a lot of things I had to get done before this Friday trip, and I didn't do them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I had to call in sick on Thursday and get this done. You have to get these things done, and that's okay. Everyone, now you also got to be responsible with this. I said on my note, use your skip days or sick days wisely. All right, use them wisely. Don't be skipping the day after a test, the next class at X. Why? Because that's when they lay the foundation of what the next test is probably going to be about. It's when you start the unit. Don't do that. Don't skip on a test day. You just can't. You have to use them wisely. But if you use them wisely and spread them out, you'll really be glad whenever you did use them. Trust me. Trust me, college people. High school people, it's a lot harder to skip because you have to like leave home. Can you skip? Sure, but you have to like leave home. It's a little different. So that's three tips so far. We got two more tips that we're going to cover today. But before we start, I'm going to add my little special. I'm going to start doing this here and there. Instead of having all like an announcement stuff at the end, we're going to announce things in the quick middle of the episode before we finish the episode. So the episode you're listening to right now is episode 43 of Ethan's Thoughts. Remember, at episode 50, we are going to be doing a live episode of Ethan's Thoughts on my YouTube channel. If you type it on YouTube, the @ sign, like on social media, @EthanCGlynn, it will take you to my YouTube channel. You can subscribe and you will be able to know if you click on turn on notifications. You'll be able to know when I go live and have that live episode of Ethan's Thoughts. I will record the audio while I'm live and re-upload it eventually, but it might not be till episode 55 that I actually do that. So if you miss the live, it'll still be on YouTube, but I guess I can go ahead and put it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'll post it on there. But if you want to be able to live interaction with me during the episode, make sure you don't miss it. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's completely free to subscribe. I know sometimes on other platforms it says follow for free, subscribe for money. YouTube's always had subscribe. It's completely free. Go do it. Episode 45 of Ethan Thoughts, which is 2 weeks from today, I will be announcing the specific details revolving around that. What day it's going to be, what time it's going to be, all those good things. So make sure you're paying attention. But go subscribe to the channel. Be ready to go and witness the live episode of Ethan's Thoughts. You're going to see my face. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Back to the list. All right. So first one we had, however long it takes to get to class, get to school, whatever, add 10 to 15 minutes. Then don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the second tip. The third tip is to use your skip days and your sick days wisely. And here's the fourth tip. Set yourself up for success. Set yourself up for success. Whenever you are working, whenever you're trying to get a job done, set yourself up for success. When you're studying or completing an assignment in school, set yourself up for success. What do I mean by that? I can't study with people. I can do work with people, but I can't study with people. Why? Because I will talk to you. Most people can't study with me because I will talk to you. I will goof off with you. I remember a trio of friends that I'm in. One of them's not my friend anymore. One of them is, so I'm not going to specifically drop their names. But we used to have like trio study sessions at the library. And everybody's like, well, yeah, we're going to get some study time. No. If you know me, no. And if you're one of those people listening, you know. We'd go to the library to do homework and start studying. Next thing you know, 10 minutes later, we're halfway to Pocahontas to their gas station. Right? I mean, that's just how it worked. So it wasn't wise for me to go and study around people in the library. Like I said, I can go do work. If there's like one of those like busy work assignments or a paper or things like that, I can go do that in public. But I can't study. So I have to do that in my room. But I also can't do that in my room, you know? I can't do that in my room whenever I have a TV there. So I have to go to my computer. Well, the computer's tempting. So inevitably, I just have to go sit in my car to study. That's what I came to multiple times. Some of my best study sessions, though, for real, were, okay, they were in the upstairs part of the library at Williams before they took the chairs out. I will never forgive Williams for taking out the desk and chairs in that upstairs area right there behind and above the main lobby area. Never forgive you. But I used to go back there, and that's where I actually could study, because I could go back there and study and people didn't know I was there. People that I would socialize with, they'd be in the library and not know I was there. So when I did that, that was pretty productive, but then they took that away from me. Salty. But I'll set myself up for success whenever I use that place. Went to the right spot. Do the same. If you can't study around people, then don't. If you can't study in your room because you'll get distracted or start watching something or be on your phone, then go. Go get a group of people who study, who are crackhead studiers, where they will tell you to shut up and keep studying. Go with them. You know, go find a place that's quiet that you can, that's in public. Or sometimes, like for me, I think I actually was really good at doing work and studying at like public places where people I didn't know. I remember one time I went to a coffee shop and I had like a very productive 2.5 hours. And so if I didn't know the people around me, I was just there doing work. So it's like all these things, but set yourself up for success when doing that. You know, when you're taking your test, set yourself up for success. Go to bed at a good time. You eat breakfast, eat breakfast. If you don't, eat just a granola bar, something. Get something in your brain. If you got a test that morning, don't wake up 10 minutes before the test and rush to class. Waken your brain. Take a shower. Be refreshed. Be alert. Take your test. If you got a big job to do at work, be alert. Be ready. Set yourself up for success. If you do that, you will have a great year. And the last tip I have is to just enjoy it. I was in school I went to preschool, pre-K, whatever you want to call it. That's when I first started. So from pre-K all the way up to this past May, every single August, September, October, all the way through May, I was in school. It's all I've ever known. School changed. My freedoms changed. But at the end of the day, I had class. I had assignments to turn in. I had places and responsibilities that I had to do. And that's gone. It's over. And I know a lot of you may be like me and wait, and you're ready for that to be over. And I don't miss class. I don't miss class. I'm not going to miss class. There's a lot of other things from college I don't miss. I didn't really miss high school. However, I miss the community that I had. I miss being around my friends all the time. And so don't take that for granted. Enjoy it. Soak it in. And it's like, look, I'm married and I am happily married. I am just living my best life with my wife. Totally. That doesn't mean you still can't miss certain features and aspects from those years of school. And it breaks my heart. I see so many people. Like, college for me was such a safe place for growth. Like, I learned a lot of hard lessons. I did a lot of trial and error. All of these things. And I had a safe environment to do so. If I accidentally blew my money too much, because I already had student loans. So if I accidentally blew all my money from my little paychecks I was getting, doing whatever I ended up doing, I wasn't getting kicked out of school. I wasn't like the equivalent of not paying your rent, is what I'm trying to get at. I didn't starve because I had a cafeteria with a meal plan. So it's like you didn't have all these responsibilities. Now, some of you may be living on your own. You're having to pay your bills, pay your electric bill, get food. And you may have wanted that for yourself. And if you did, then, you know, that's your personal preference. Some of you may be doing it because you have to. But I'm telling you, like, regardless, enjoy it. It all changes when it's over. And you're not necessarily going to miss everything. Like I said, I'm jump for joy every day that I don't have to ever go to class again. I'd rather go to the same 9-to-5 job every single day than ever go to class with an assignment. But you miss seeing your friends. You miss having that freedom of, you know what, I can stay up till 2 a.m. and not have that many consequences. You don't get that anymore. So just enjoy it. Soak it in. I understand people trying to graduate early. But like I said, college was my safe space of growth. I needed all 4 years, maturity-wise, to develop and grow. So if you've already made your decision that you're going to try to graduate early, then it makes a lot of sense if you're trying to graduate early and then like go to another form of school. I understand that. But just like whether you're going to be there 3 years, 2 years out of school, or 4, 5, whatever, enjoy it. Soak it all in. You're not going to get it again. It's over. When it's over, it's over. And then you'll hit a time in your year. Like right now, I've been in school longer than I've done anything else. You'll eventually hit that time where you've been doing everything else longer than you were in school. So enjoy it. Hang out with those friends. If you don't have as many as you'd like, go find some. Be bold. Be brave. Let this new school year be the year you go and meet new people. Reimagine yourself. You can do it. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Ethan's Thoughts. It was really nice to kind of just talk about some tips that I wish I would have done when I was in school, but also things that I did do when I was in school that really helped me out. And even these are disciplines that I practiced in school that are helping me right now in my work life. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Good luck for this school year for all of you students who are going in, whether it's your last year or your first year of college. Good luck. Finish. You got this. And remember my episode 50 special on my YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Follow the podcast if you haven't. Give it a rating. And I'll see you guys next week for another episode of Ethan's Thoughts.